الحمد لله الخالق المقدر.
Praises for God, the Creator, the one who ordains.
والمالك المدبر.
And also the sovereign and the one who manages his creation.
فهو المقدم والمؤخر.
He is the one that brings things forward and causes them to recede.
من حكمه ما تدركها العقول ومنها ما لا تصل إليها.
From his wisdoms there are things that intellects comprehend and also things that intellects cannot reach.
نشهد أنه الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له.
We bear witness that he is Allah, the one who there is no divine being other than him. He is singular and without partner.
أرسل للخلق رسلا لهدايتهم وصلاح معاشهم ومعادهم من آدم حتى ختمهم بسيد النبي محمد.
He sent to his creation messengers to guide them to that which was in the interest and the benefit of both this life and their place of return. They began with Adam and ended with the Prophet Muhammad.
صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليهم أجمعين وعلى آلهم وأصحابهم وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
May God send prayers, peace and blessings upon all of them, as well as their families and their companions and all of those who follow them in goodness until the day of rising.
أما بعد فإن هذا الكون مطبوع على التغيير والتبديل.
To proceed, indeed, the nature of this created universe is that it changes and events come and go.
وشؤون الإنسان منها ما يكون خاضعا لما أوتي من قوة الاختيار.
And some human affairs fall within the human power of choice.
ومنها ما لا يدخل تحت اختياره وقدرته.
And some things are outside of the human being's choice and outside of his being influenced by his power and abilities.
وعلى حسب ما يعمل بما هو تحت اختياره تكون آثار ما ليس تحت اختياره.
And in accordance to the things that he does that are within his choice, or the things that the choices he makes in those areas where he can make choices, influence those areas that are outside of the realm of his choice.
وقد سأل سائل سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب عن اختيار الإنسان وجبره.
A questioner asked Ali, the son of Abu Talib, about human choice and those things in which he was compelled.
كان الرجل قائما فقال له ارفع رجلك.
The man was standing, so he said, lift your foot.
فرفع إحدى رجليه.
So then he lifted one of his feet.
قال ارفع الثانية.
He said, lift the second.
قال لا أقدر.
He said, I'm unable to do so.
قال هذا جوابه.
And he said, here's your answer.
إن من شؤونك ما يدخل تحت اختيارك ولك فيه قدرة ومنه ما لا تقدر عليه.
He said there are things that are within the realm of your choice and your capabilities, and there are things in which you have no choice and no ability to influence.
وكل العقلاء في العالم يفرقون بين حركة اضطرارية لمريض يرتعش وبين حركة اختيارية.
And everyone of intellect in the world would differentiate between the indeliberate movements of someone, for instance, who had a palsy due to an illness, and someone who made a deliberate movement.
وإن مما يدخل تحت الاختيار إعداد واعتقاد الاستناد الذي يستند الإنسان إليه.
And one of the things that is within the realm of the human being's choice is their preparing the source of their support or the thing that they depend on and rely on.
وكلما كان المستند الذي يستند إليه قويا كان أدعى لطمانينته عند تغير الأحوال أو نزول الشدائد.
And the stronger the thing upon which the person depends, the more tranquil they will be and comfortable in difficult circumstances.
ولكن مهما كانت قوة المستند إذا كان فوقه من هو أقوى منه فيبقى النفس أيضا موجودا في طمانينة هذا الإنسان.
And no matter how strong the thing upon which the human being depends, if there's something that's stronger, then there will still be a lack of complete tranquility that the human being will have.
لهذا كان للإيمان والتصديق بوجود الإله الذي خلق كل شيء وبيده ملكوت كل شيء أعظم استناد لذلك المؤمن يستند إليه.
For this reason, faith and having a conviction in the God who is the creator of everything and the one who has disposal over everything is the strongest thing upon which a believer can depend.
فهو يوقن أن كل ما سواه فمن خلقه وإيجاده وتحت قدرته سبحانه وقهره.
So this believer is convinced that everything other than God is from His creation and is entirely beneath His power and under His control.
وهو مع ذلك يوقن أن هذا الإله أحاط بكل شيء علما وأحصى كل شيء عددا.
And also the believer is convinced that this divine being has surrounded everything or dominates everything in His power and also has numbered every single one of His creatures.
وهو يوقن أنه مهما وثق به وأطاعه فإنه أرحم به من أبيه وأمه ومن نفسه.
And the believer is also certain that as long as or the degree to which he depends on this divine being and obeys him, that this God is more merciful to him or her than even his parents are, or even more merciful than he is or she is to himself.
وبهذا كان يقول بعض الصالحين برد جاشي يعني اطمأن ضميري وأحس البرودة والسكون بالرضا على ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن.
For this reason, one of the Gnostics, one of the knowers of God, said, "My heart was cooled, meaning I felt tranquility and coolness and calmness due to the saying, and this is a prophetic invocation, whatever God wills is, and what He does not will will not be."
وصاحب هذا الاعتقاد مع هذا الاستناد إلى قوة الإله القوي المتين جل جلاله له منهاج من هذا الإله يتعامل به مع الحوادث ليؤدي دوره وواجبه.
And the person of this belief and dependence upon God, the strong, the one of firm strength, he also has a divine path or method through which he or with which he deals with the various events that confront him or her.
فكل ما يقدر فيه على مساعدة أو على تخفيف سوء أو على زيادة نفع بأي وجه من الوجوه يجب عليه أن يستعمل قدرته في ذلك سواء كانت بذل رأي أو بذل مال أو غير ذلك من الوسائل.
So any benefit he's able to give or harm he's able to remove or general service he's able to, he must do so and use the abilities that he has and use his opinion and anything at his disposal to support these good causes.
فلا يتقاعد ولا يتكاسل ولا يهمل مقدورة.
He should not be apathetic, or nor should he be lazy, nor should he neglect doing those beneficial things to humanity that are within his or her capability.
ولا يتكلف أمرا فوق طاقته أو يتحمل ما لا طاقة له به.
And also the believer is not charged with that which is beyond his capacity, nor does he have to bear that which he or she cannot withstand.
ومع ذلك ينطوي على إرادة الخير والنفع للجميع.
And along with this, the believer should have in his or her heart a desire for good and to give benefit to all.
لما يعتقد أن هذا الإله القوي يحب منه أن ينفع عباده والكائنات.
Because of his conviction that this divine being and this strong sovereign being loves him or her to give benefit to all of his creation.
ولقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الخلق كلهم عيال الله وأحبهم إلى الله أنفعهم لعياله.
And the Prophet Muhammad, upon whom be peace and blessings, said, "The creation, all of the creation are the dependents of God, and the most beloved of them to God are those who are most beneficial to His dependents."
ولما استثار سوء التعامل من أبي جهل لواحد ممن أسلم وآمن بالنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وكانت له زعامة ونفوذ كلمة في اليمامة حدثت مشكلة بمكة المكرمة وحل بهم تعب.
And when the mistreatment of a man who is nicknamed the father of ignorance, who was an enemy of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, this mistreatment incited a certain believer in the Prophet Muhammad, who was a leader of a place called Yamama. This caused great difficulty for the people of Mecca.
استثار أبو جهل نفسية ثمامة بن أثال لما أن جاء إلى مكة طائفا بالبيت وهو قد أسلم.
And there was a prophetic companion named Thumama bin Uthal, after having embraced Islam, came to the noble city of Mecca and was circumambulating the Kaaba, and the mistreatment of Abu Jahl infuriated him and incited him.
فلما تعامل معه بالاحتقار وبالتكبر وبالتحدي قال لا يأتيكم بعد اليوم طعام من اليمامة أبدا.
So when this man Abu Jahl belittled him and was arrogant to him and threatened him, he said, "No more grain will reach you from Yamama," which is the area that he
was.
And they depended for their food upon this region. So due to his influence over his people, he prohibited them from selling any food to the people of Mecca. He embargoed Mecca.
فتضرروا بعدم وجود الغذاء في مكة.
So they were harmed by the lack of food and nourishment in Mecca.
وفي مثل هذا الظرف فكروا وفكتبوا كتابا إلى النبي بنفسه يخبرونه بأن صاحبه قطع عليهم النفقة.
So in this circumstance they corresponded, they sent a letter to the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him and informed him that his companion had embargoed them in Mecca.
في الوقت الذي كانوا هم يقاتلون هذا النبي.
And this was during a time where they were making war on this prophet.
ويتابعونه إلى أماكنه.
And they were actually following him to the place where he had settled.
ويؤذون أصحابه الموجودين عندهم.
And they also mistreated the Prophet's companions who lived there with them in Mecca.
لكنهم يعرفونه تماما اتربى بينهم.
However, they knew him very well because he had been raised among them.
وهم الذين قابلهم أولا بالرسالة قبل أن يقابل غيرهم.
And they were the ones who initially he invited with his message prior to taking it to others.
فترجح عندهم أنه يمكن أن يمد يد المساعدة لهم مع هذا الحال.
So they deemed it likely that he might offer them assistance in this circumstance.
فلما وصله كتابهم كتب إلى ثمامة ألا تدفع عليهم عليهم.
So when their correspondence reached him, he wrote to Thumama and he said, "Don't prevent your people from trading with them."
أداء لواجب عند الظروف والأحوال والشدائد التي تحصل بالناس.
And this was fulfilling his obligation in difficult circumstances and the state that the people were in.
هذا مع من يحارب ويقاتل ويؤذي فكيف بمن يسالم.
So this is how he dealt with those who attacked him and fought him and harmed him. So then how should the treatment be with those who make peace?
ومن التجارب التي قد سبقت عند أبي جهل نفسه.
And also the experience that this very man Abu Jahl had from the Prophet.
أنه تعمد حفرة في الطريق التي يمر فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ووسعها وغطاها بغطاء خفيف.
And is that he dug a hole, he dug a pit in the path that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم customarily walked down and broadened the pit and then also covered it with something that was very sheer or weak.
وشاءت قدرة الله أن يمر هو بنفسه وينسى ما فعل فيسقط.
And God's wisdom dictated that he himself passed down this road and forgot that he had dug this pit.
وإذا برسول الله يمر ويسمع صوت إنسان في الحفرة.
So the messenger of Allah then passed down this road and he heard the voice of a person from in this pit.
فدنا ووجد هذا الذي يعاديه وسط الحفرة.
So then he came close and he saw this enemy of his in the hole.
فقال ما لك.
He said, "What's wrong with you?"
قال الأشرار يحفرون حفرا ويغطونها يؤذون الناس.
And he said, "These wicked people, they're digging holes and covering them to harm people."
فمد يده له وأخرجه من الحفرة.
So he stretched his hand down to him and brought him up from this pit.
هم عرفوا كيف يفكر هذا الإنسان.
So they knew how the thinking of this individual
وكيف يتعامل حتى مع من يؤذيه.
How he dealt even with those who mistreated him.
بعد أداء هذا الواجب من الإنسان فيما يقدر عليه يكون ساكنا قلبا وقالبا للمستند الذي يستند إليه.
So after this, after the human being does fulfills their responsibility, they are tranquil and depending upon that which is their source of support.
بقد كتب مرة أبو عبيدة عامر بن الجراح إلى سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب من الشام يخبره بأن جموعا كثيرا ممن يقاتلونهم تجمعوا لحربهم ألوفا كثيرة.
And Abu Ubaidah Amr bin al-Jarrah, who was in old Syria in the north of the Arabian Peninsula, wrote a letter to Umar bin al-Khattab explaining to him that thousands of the enemy had prepared to attack them.
And the
area where they are, it falls in what's presently Jordan.
فلما وصل الكتاب كتب إليه سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه يجيب عليه.
So when this letter reached him, Umar bin al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, responded to his correspondence.
يقول له إنه لن يغلب عسر يسرين.
He said that one difficulty will not overcome two amounts of ease.
وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا.
And God said, O you who believe, have patience and endure and persist.
وفي الحديث إذا حزب النبي أمر أيهم وغم قام إلى الصلاة.
And in the prophetic tradition, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was concerned about a given affair, he would stand up and perform the prayer.
الاستناد إلى قوة القوي المتين تنزل السكينة والطمأنينة.
So this depending upon the strength of the strong and the firm produces an inward calmness and tranquility.
وتساعد العقل على حسن التفكير ثم اتخاذ القرار.
And it assists the mind to reflect well and then come to a decision.
رزقنا الله وإياكم حسن النظر فيما يكون فيه صلاحنا في المعاش والمعاد.
So may God give us a good reflection or a good view of that in which that which is in our benefit in both this world and also the place of our return, meaning the hereafter.
شكرا لإخواننا الذين هيئوا هذا اللقاء.
And we thank our brethren who prepared this meeting.
والمسؤولين بالجامعة.
And also we thank the administration of this university.
ومارك ديفيز الذي أحب أن يحضر أو رتب أن يحضر هذا اللقاء.
And also we thank Mark Davis who liked to come and organize this meeting and discuss.
ونسأل الله أن يجعله مفيدا نافعا لنا أجمعين.
And we ask God that He makes this a benefit and a source of gain, profit for all of us.
وللناس من حوالينا.
And also for those people that surround us.
فخير الناس أنفعهم للناس.
Because the best of humanity is the one who's most beneficial.
وبالله التوفيق.
And tawfiq, which is God's creating in the servant, the ability to serve.
So, thank you, Shaykh. In brief, what was the purpose of your visit to Australia? Was it to meet your own community or to reach out to a broader community here?
الرسالة التي نحملها لا تختص بالمسلمين دون من سواهم.
The message that we convey is not specific to the Muslims to the exclusion of others.
فمجيئنا إلى أستراليا من أجل مواصلة ما ورثنا من وجوب بذل النفع حسب المستطاع لل أن الخلق الذين هم عالة على الله تعالى.
So our coming to Australia was to continue the message that we inherited to convey good to the extent that we are able to all creatures who are the descendants of God.
وقد زرناها أول مرتين فوجدناها من الأرض الطيبة الخصبة للتفاعل مع الطيبات.
And he said we visited it the first time and we found it a fertile land to interact, a fertile land of goodness that had the preparedness to interact with goodness.
والتقينا مع أعداد من المسلمين ومن غير المسلمين من مختلف الأديان من الأستراليين.
And we met groups of Muslims as well as non-Muslims of various religions, of various faiths, of the Australian people.
وكنا في مجالس من الحوارات وعرض الفهم الصحيح لمبادئ الدين وما يجب أن يتعامل به الإنسان مع الآخر.
And in our gatherings, we discussed the correct basic understanding or the correct understanding of the fundamental principles of our religion, and also the obligation that a person has to interact well with those who surround them.
فمتابعة لما ورثناه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعتقد أنه يجب علينا كانت زيارة ثانية أيضا وعفوا عن الإطالة.
And also continuing this that we've learned from the Prophet Muhammad, which is our obligation, we're continuing this effort in the second visit. And forgive us for giving such a long answer.
That's right. Australia doesn't take readily to religious messages. What's your experience here?
الحمد لله الخطاب إذا تعلق بنفس الفطرة الإنسانية يجد له مساغا ويجد له قبولا.
He said an address that relates directly to the human nature, the primordial nature of the human being, it will find a reception.
وثانيا هناك قيم مشتركة بين بني الإنسان وبين جميع العقلاء.
And there are values that are common among all human beings and all people of wisdom.
بالعمل عليها تعم المنفعة للجميع لأنها تتعلق بشان مصالح الكل وتعايشه.
If we act according to them, it will give a general benefit because it relates to the interests of everyone and also their beneficial coexistence.
فكما نرى أن انتشار الدين الصحيح منفعة للعباد فكذلك نرى انتشار التعاون على القيم وحسن الجوار والتعايش أيضا منفعة للبشر.
Just as we see conveying a correct understanding of the religion is a benefit to the worshippers, we see conveying or encouraging the cooperation based on values a benefit to everyone and to humanity, and encouraging good neighborliness and also good coexistence.
ونعتقد أن القابلية بحمد الله في أستراليا موجودة للخوض في هذه القيم والتعاون عليها.
We believe that there is a receptivity here in Australia to discuss these values and cooperate in them.
Well, it's not Australia is not an easy country to be a Muslim in. There is a divide in this country. What's your view of the community here? What's your experience of the community here? Is it a difficult place to be a Muslim?
من خلال ما لمسنا ورأينا أن الأمر فيه إمكانية تامة وجوانب من الحرية كذلك والتمكن من إقامة أمر الدين، فما نجد في الوضع مشكلة بينة واضحة على ما يحصل دائما من ما ينشر من الدعايات عن أي ديانة كانت فتعلق بأذهان جماعة من الناس.
He said, in what we've seen and experienced, we've seen that people are able to practice and people have a certain amount of freedom. And based on the situation, to the extent that we've seen, there wasn't a clear and apparent obstruction from this, other than what occurs of propaganda against any religious group, and certain minds are affected by this.
فما أرى أن تكون هناك مشكلة إلا عند من تصور عن الدين ما ليس فيه ثم لم يصغي للتفاهم والتحاور أو عند من فهم الدين من المنسوبين إليه على غير وجهه فأراد دينا لابد أن يكون مشكلة في أي وضع.
And he said, I don't think there's a problem other than with those who have had a misunderstood a misrepresentation of Islam, and then they were not ready to have discussion and come to an understanding, or a problem with those who have learned an incorrect understanding of the religion, and someone with this understanding is going to cause problems wherever they happen to be.
كذلك مشكلة عند صنف ثالث وهو من كان من أهل الدين يخالف أسس الدين وقيم الدين نفسها فيخرج عنها فيكون هو واحد من المشاكل.
And there's a third problem, and that will be someone who himself opposes the religion, and one of the adherents to the religion who transgresses and also opposes its fundamentals, so this person would cause problems as well.
فمع هؤلاء الأصناف ما أرى مشكلات في قيام الدين في الوضع الذي عرفته في إسرائيل.
So other than these types of people, I don't see a problem based on what I've experienced with the religion existing here and or practicing the religion here in Australia.
There is a tradition of religious tolerance in Australia. But underneath the surface, there are difficulties. There's a sensation that there's a divide within Australia between the Muslim community and the non-Muslim community. I think that's quite apparent. And so my question is, can that be overcome, or even should it be overcome?
الذي ينبغي تجاوزه بل الحواجز بين الفرق بأصنافها ينبغي أن تتجاوز.
That actually the divisions between all of the various groups should be overcome.
لعل بعض التفاصيل في الواقع يكونه أيضا أعرف بها من خلال عيشته ومعرفته بالواقع.
And also some of the details of the present circumstance, because you live here, you'll be more aware of that than us.
معرفتنا من خلال زياراتنا ولقائنا بمن لقيناهم وقد يكونون نخبا من الأصناف.
He said, however, his experience is based on the visit and those we've met, and that's likely to be a select group of the various groups.
لكن النقطة التي ذكرتموها مهمة جدا وهي إمكانية تجاوز هذه الحواجز.
He said, however, the point that you mentioned is extremely important, and that is the possibility of overcoming these differences, these barriers between people.
وجود النفسيات التي ما تريد أن تتعرف ولا أن تتآلف هو المشكلة الأولى.
He said those types of thinking or dispositions that don't like to get to know one another and develop a relationship with one another, that's a problem.
والثاني خطابنا أيضا للصنفين الذين ذكرنا من المسلمين من يفهمهم على غير أسسه فينبغي أن يراجع نفسه في تفهم سيرة هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليعرف أن من واجبه أن يحسن إلى من جاورهم ومن حل في بلاده.
And also an issue that must be addressed is those two groups of Muslims that are part of the problem, that they must understand the biography or the life and the conduct of their prophet so that they can be good neighbors to those with whom they live and also represent his message well. And also that other, the second group I mentioned, the group that misunderstood the religion, and also the group that was perhaps understood but was transgressing. This latter group is perhaps affected by some of those within the company or some of the knowledge, or excuse me, the information and news that circulated about Islam.
أن تبعد هذه الحواجز بحسن التداخل والتعامل والتفاهم.
And I see it as an important obligation that we overcome these barriers through cooperation and interacting with each other and developing a mutual understanding.
فلابد أن أمورا تهم الجميع من حيث سكنهم في الدولة الواحدة.
He said because there are going to be affairs that are of a common concern from the point of view that everyone here is living in one nation together.
Yes, well, sir, you've been to many Western nations. That's why I'm interested in talking to you on this. In some countries, there's extreme tension, in Europe in particular. Against many people in some of these countries, but often against Muslims. There's suspicion in many of these countries. It's not so strong in Australia, or I guess I'm asking your view, is it as difficult in Australia as it is perhaps in Europe, and I know you've travelled extensively in America.
لا يخلو وجود تحامل خصوصا في كثير مما ينشر ويذاع و
there is always some amount of prejudice particularly in that which occurs in the media.
والتركيز على تصرفات أفراد يراد أن يجعلوا نموذجا لديانة ينتمون إليها وليس هم بنموذج فيها.
And sometimes there's a focus on individuals that are taken as an example of the religious group that they represent, however they're not in fact examples of that.
ولما يذاع وينشر عبر وسائل الإعلام تأثير على التركيز على شيء أو على نقاط والتغاضي عن أشياء أخرى.
He said because of what is spread in the media, they may ignore or focus on certain areas rather than on others.
ومن خلال أيضا الحوادث في بعض الإشكالات التي تنشر ربما يلاحظ أن في أستراليا الأمر فيها أخف من عدد من الدول الأخرى الغربية.
And based on what is circulated about some events or some of what circulated in the media, we may say that the situation here in Australia is the conflict is less than it is in some European nations.
وربما نجد مثلا حتى في مثل قضية فرعية التفتيش في المطارات مثلا قد نجد في بعض الدول الغربية بمجرد أن يكون هناك مظهر إسلامي تشديد شديد في التفتيش هذا ما لاحظناه في مثل هذه الدول.
He said a specific example might be being searched in airports. And in some Western nations, one might find that if one had the appearance of being Muslim, just because of that, for that mere fact, one would have a relatively intense search at checkpoints. And we found here in Australia that to be less.
Have you been searched here?
إنما ذكرت لك هذا لأني لاحظت الفرق.
So I just mentioned that because I saw that there was a difference. It was.
فهنا لما أدخل تحت الجهاز الذي يمر الجميع تحته وينبي أن لا هناك شيء لا يحتشني أحد.
So when I go through, I guess it's a metal detector, the device that everyone goes through, yeah. And they find that I have nothing on me, they leave me alone.
لكن في بعض الدول أمر تحته وينبي أن ليس هناك شيء ويفتش أيضا.
He said in some countries, I go through the device and it shows there's nothing, and then they still
do it. Very
interesting.
You're a suspicious looking character, that's why.
ما هناك كان داعي للاتهام لوجود إمام الدين الرجائي وجود
بديع. There's no reason to suspect him except that he has a turban and
a red beard. This must be a difficult time for you to be outside of Yemen. Do you wish you were there at the moment?
الذي يشق علينا فقط وجود إسالة دماء وأضرار وجع على الناس.
He said, "What's hard for us is to see blood being spilled and also the harm that would be falling the people there."
وهذا يشق علينا في اليمن وفي غيرها أيضا من الأماكن.
He said, "It's difficult for us to see this in Yemen and other places."
أما من جهة الوجود فقد ترتبت عندنا هذه الرحلات للقيام بهذه المهمة التي تحدثنا عنها من قبل أن تحدث الحوادث هنا.
And he said, "As for where we happen to be at this time, we organized these trips prior to the problems arising."
فصادفت توقيت خروجها بعد أن حدثت هذه الحوادث ولا نزال على اتصال بأهالينا ومن نعرف في غالب الأيام.
And he said, the date that we traveled happened to be after these events began, but we're on a date on communication with family and friends and acquaintances on a daily basis.
فإنما يشق علينا وجود سفك الدماء أو الانتهاك شيء من حرمات الناس أو وجود الضر والتعب.
So what's difficult for us again is seeing blood being spilled, for the honor of people being transgressed and harm and difficulty coming to the people.
Well, in that situation, what's the role of a religious leader in a political crisis like that? What's the function?
كلمة أطلقها النبي عندما تصرف أحد اليهود معهم تصرفا شديدا فكلم بها سيدنا عمر عندما أيضا قابله مقابلة قوية.
There was a statement that the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him made in a certain circumstance where there's a Jewish man that treated him harsh bond with Judas to him. So the Prophet made his statement in this given circumstance.
كان النبي واخذ دينا ووعده على قضائه في يوم معين.
Prophet Muhammad borrowed something from him and he promised him to repay it on a certain day.
قبل الموعد بثلاث أيام دخل إلى المسجد وسب النبي وجر رداء حتى أحمر له عنقه.
So 3 days before this debt was due, he entered the Prophet's mosque and insulted him and also pulled his garment so severely that it reddened his neck.
فقال أعطني مالي الذي عندك فأنتم مطل يا بني هاشم.
And he said, "Give me the money that you owe me." And O tribe, Bani Hashim, which is the Prophet's tribe, he said, "If you are untrustworthy."
فقام سيدنا عمر قال أتاذن لي أن أضرب عنقه وهذا الذي تصرف هذا التصرف أمامنا في مسجدك.
And so Umar bin al-Khattab, again his protective companion, he stood up and he said, "Will you allow me to chop this man's neck with a sword when he behaved this way in front of us and in your mosque?"
فقال له هذه الكلمة التي هي مهمة العلماء في مثل هذه المسجد.
So he said a word, made a statement that is the responsibility of religious people of religious learning in the life of these problems that we see currently.
بل كنت أنا وهو أحوج إلى غير هذا منك.
So he said, he and I needed other than this, greater need of other than this from you.
مره بحسن الطلب ومرني بحسن القضاء.
He said, tell him to seek his rights in a good manner. And tell me to fulfill his rights in a good way.
وعلم أن موعد الدين له ثلاثة أيام لم يحل.
And he said, and also you should know that debt is due for 3 more days.
ولكن خذه الآن فأعطي دينه وزده 20 مكان ما روعته.
And he said, however, give him what I owe him and give him 20 more because you terrified him.
فلما ذهب أعطى حقه وزاده هذه الزيادة قال أمرني رسول الله أزيدك فخذ زيادة.
He gave him what was due and he gave him an increase and he said, the one who threatened him said God's messenger told me to do so.
قال يا عمر إنما فعلت هذا متعمدا ليعرف هو نبي أم لا.
And he said, I only did this deliberately to test him to know if he was a prophet or not.
فقد عرفت أوصافه في التوراة.
And he said that I knew, I had studied his description in the Torah.
وبقي وصف الحلم وأن شدة الجهل عليه لا تزيد إلا حلما اليوم خبرتهما بي.
And he said, however, there was one quality of his forbearance, his clemency, and also intense ignorance only increased him in forbearance. And today I tested and found these two qualities in him.
أنا ذاهب لأسلم وأتصدق بنصف مالي.
And he said, so he went and he said, I'm going to embrace Islam and I'll give half of my wealth in charity.
نحن نقول واجب العلماء أن يقول يامروا أهل الطلب بحسن الطلب وأهل الحقوق بحسن القبض.
Okay, so we say that religious scholars, their responsibility is to command those who are seeking their rights to do so in a good manner, and those who are in a position to fulfill their rights to do so also in a good manner.
ونؤكد عليهم حرمة الدماء والأموال والأعراض.
And we also remind them very emphatically of the inviolability, the sacredness of blood, as well as honor and also wealth.
فلا يجوز أن تنتهك تحت أي مبرر واحتجاج.
And there's no excuse to transgress these, and also even in protest, one may not transgress these.
I promised you I wouldn't get too political, but I am very interested in Yemen. The opposition is likely to form a government. It's largely a Islamic party. What sort of government would it be? What sort of government would you like it to be?
الذي يهمنا في من ينتسب إلى الإسلام أن يفهم حقيقة الإسلام.
What concerns us from the adherents of Islam is that they understand the reality or the truth about Islam.
وألا يتصرف إلا بدينه و الفضائل التي يحملها.
And that they don't behave except in a manner that is in conformity to its values and the virtues that it commands.
فلا يمكن أن يتعدى الأمر إلى إجحاف في حق أحد سواء باسم دين أو بغير اسم الدين.
And he said, so in no circumstances is it permissible for the rights of anyone to be transgressed, whether that be in the name of religion or without the name or not in the name of religion.
فما قام على العدل والإنصاف وإعطاء كل ذي حق حقه فهو المقبول.
And he said, so something based on justice, equity, and giving everyone their rights, then this is acceptable.
وما قام على إرادة التشفي والانتقام والإجحاف في حق أحد فهو غير مقبول.
And something that's based on a desire to vent one's anger, to take revenge, or transgress anyone's rights is not acceptable.
Well, do you see a role for, would you encourage the creation of an Islamic state in Yemen? An Islamic Republic?
Yeah. رجعنا إلى معرفة الحقائق فنحن نعد أن عامة من في اليمن مسلمون، الذين في الحكم والذين ليسوا في الحكم كلهم الآن هم مسلمون.
If we return and observe the reality of the circumstance, we find that the majority of the people or the general population in Yemen are Muslims.
فلهذا نرى أن الإسلام دين الكل.
And so we view this as the religion of the entire population.
وأن الإشكال أيضا إما في عدم حسن تطبيقه أو في فهمه على غير وجهه.
And also, so we'll see the problem be through due to a lack of a good application of the religion or a misunderstanding.
وإذا تعمقت في الأسئلة السياسية فما ترى عندنا إلا التعمق في المعاني الدينية.
And if you were to ask deeply, ask us deeply deep political questions, you'll only find that we'll go deeper into the religion to bring forth answers.
لأن كل له اختصاصه.
Because everyone has their specialty.
But across all of these North African, Middle Eastern nations at the moment, there is concern that after these tyrannical governments collapse, then possibly equally tyrannical religious orthodox governments will take their place. Can I?
فإذن تبين أن وجود الإشكال في عدم من خلال فهمنا للدين عدم حسن التطبيق للدين لأنه ما يمكن أن يتفق الدين مع الظلم.
He said, based on our understanding of religion, the issue or the problem is either in a misapplication of the religion, or would be because the religion cannot condone oppression.
أصحاب أي دين قد يتصرفون باسم الدين فيظلمون أو يجحفون أو يتحاملون على فئة معينة لكن حقائق الدين وكل الأديان التي جاء بها الأنبياء لا يمكن أن تجر ظلما وقد سمعت فيما ألقينا إذا من كلمة تعامل من جاءنا بهذا الدين مع الذين يحاربونه فضلا عن من سواه.
So those again who have a connection to religion in the name of religion might behave in a way that is tyrannical or somehow transgresses rights. However, this cannot be condoned by the religion itself, or would not be condoned by the religion itself. And you heard in what we said earlier the example of the type of treatment that the religion encourages, even with those who are making war on an individual, less those who are peaceful.
فيجب أن يتفهم أنه ليست المشكلة في الدين، فهذا الدين من خلال ما عرفناه ولفناه بالأسانيد من عندي من جاء به إلى الخلفاء إلى من بعدهم يحمل للبشرية أنواعا من الإفضال والإحسان وحسن التعامل حتى مع المسيء فضلا عن المحسن، لكن المشكلة في من يتصرف باسم الدين بما ليس على حقيقة الدين.
For as we explained earlier and as we've understood or inherited literally the understanding of this religion by chains of transmission back to the early sources, the Prophet and then those who succeeded him, the religion only instructs one to treat the person who mistreats one well, much less those who do not. So if there were any type of transgression, that would be based on a misunderstanding or a misapplication of the religion by some of its adherents.
We might take some questions from the floor. I'll just ask one more, though. One very disturbing image that many of us saw was the women, from the opposition women, who attacked anti-government rallies, and they were attacked by members of the opposition. Did that concern you? There were women marching with men who were attacked, physically attacked by the opposition for daring to march with the men in Yemen, if he's aware of it.
To the government, yes. There were women who were opposing the government who were attacked
by men who opposed the government, if you like, by the religious leaders who said they shouldn't be marching together.
Physically
attacked, yes, 18 or 19 women.
كان خروج النساء في المؤيدين للدولة وفي أيضا الأحزاب المعارضة، وكان كل منهم يدافع عن نفسه، فكان خروج النساء واسعا في النقابين معه.
Habib Omar said that his perception of it was that there were women who came out both in the group that were in opposition to the government as well as the pro-government demonstrators, and each of the two sides was defending itself.
الحمد لله ما سمعت أن امرأة قتلت، ولكن عدد كثير من الرجال يفوق السبعين قتلوا.
Praise God, praise be to God. It hasn't reached me, or I didn't hear that any women were killed. However, a large number of, or up to 70 men were killed in those.
If we're on TV, I'll continue, but we're not. So right now, I'll throw it on the floor, and we'll ask if there's any general questions that people would like to ask. Please feel free to do so, and there may be issues of a spiritual nature which I'm totally incompetent at asking, that you may feel like asking, and you're certainly welcome to do so. I think we have some microphones. Okay. So if you could make your way, we've got two microphones, one there and one, hold it up at the back, wherever you are with the microphone. Okay, there's the second mic and the third mic. Okay, thank you.
Yes, I'm interested to know from your connection and the people that you know in the political realm of the Middle East, what the view is towards efforts in Palestine to build institutions by Salam Fayyad. With the eventual goal of getting recognition for Palestine as a state recognised by the United Nations.
Sadly,
is that a question for Mr. Davis or for us?
For you, I hope.
Thank you.
Can you mention the organisation again that was trying to?
It's Salam Fayyad under the Palestinian Authority trying to build the institutions with the eventual goal around September to put it to the United Nations to get recognition for Palestine as a state, as an independent state recognised by the United Nations.
قد يغيب عن علمنا بعض التفصيلات عما تسأله.
Some of the details about your question, we're not aware of all of the details.
لكن في عموم المسألة كل سلام يقوم على عدل وإنصاف فهو السلام الصحيح الذي يجب أن يقوم.
Said, however, in general, all peace that is based on justice and on fairness is a peace that must occur.
وما سمي سلاما أو لم يسمى سلاما وكان دائما على ظلم وعلى أو على اضطهاد أو على أذى أو على إضرار بالغير فلا ينبغي أن يقبل.
He said, however, what's called a peace, if it's based on transgression against others and oppression, then it should not be accepted or called peace.
Have we got, if you're on the microphone, can you hold it up because I can't see it. Thank you, up the back. Thanks.
In relation to your opinion on the transgression of rights.
The opinion on which?
On your the transgression of human rights. What's your opinion on the Prophet Muhammad marrying Aisha, a girl of age 8 or 9?
أما ما يتعلق بالحقوق الإنسانية كما يسمى فما عرف حقوق الإنسان مثل خيار الناس وهم الرسل صلى الله عليه
وسلم. So that pertains to human rights or what is called human rights. No one knew the way to treat or show rights, fulfill the rights of humans. Like the best of humans did, and the best of humans were God's messengers.
أما ما يتعلق بالزواج فإن شريعة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تمكن زواجا إلا من قادر على ذلك من حيث البنية والطاقة والجسم. فلا يمكنه أن يتزوج أي رجل بامرأة في هيئة جسدها أو لصغر سنها غير مفيدة للمعاشرة.
And he said, as for that which relates to marriage in the sacred law of man, it prohibits a man from being married to a woman who her physical makeup does not endure and cannot withstand marriage. So for instance, his marrying is not permissible for a man to marry a woman who, due to her physical stature or her young age, cannot endure the marital relationship.
وراء وجود هذه الطابة لا يمكن أن يتزوج أي امرأة إلا برضاها وكذلك رضا أبيها وأمها.
And beyond this ability to handle the marital relationship, similarly, a man cannot marry a woman except with her except satisfaction as well as the satisfaction of her parents.
أما فيما أشرت إليه فإننا نجد في نادر من تاريخ البشرية أن توجد سعادة تامة في الزواج كما وجدت لعائشة بنت أبي بكر.
And he said, as for what you the specific case that you're referring to, it's rare in human history to find a marriage in which there was the complete happiness that existed in the marriage between the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Lady Aisha, may Allah be well pleased with him.
لقد عاشت مرتبطة فخورة بالأمر في أعلى مراتب السعادة وقد كانت لها المنزلة المرموقة على مستوى العالم بكله.
And she lived in a high station and was honored and was of a level that was or the life that she lived was a level above typically the way humans live.
فيمكنني هنا عاشت في هذا مغتبطة ومفخورة بالأمر مغتبطة فرحانة جبلان.
She was extremely happy and also honored. I asked him what he just said was extremely eloquent and due to the sensitivity of the topic I didn't want to miss.
وأظنني أستطيع جزما لا أستطيع أن أنقل لكم مقدار فرحها ولا ما هو مقدار فرح أبيها وأمها وأسرتها كلهم بهذا الزواج.
But I don't think I could articulate to you the extent of happiness that she had with the marriage, as did her father and mother, as well as her family.
ثم ما كان من احتلالها المكانة الرفيعة في العلم.
And also she occupied a very lofty station in knowledge.
حتى صارت مرجعا من المراجع في السؤال لعموم الصحابة والتابعين.
And she became one of the primary points of deference in legal questions for the general body of the prophetic companions as well as the second generation who followed them.
وكانت المناسبة لزواج صلى الله عليه وسلم بها من جهات متعددة.
And the Prophet peace be upon him marrying her had a number of points of view.
ولقد مضى أكثر حياته لم يكن معه إلا السيدة خديجة عليها رضوان الله.
And most of the Prophet peace be upon him's life he only was married to Sayyidina Lady Khadija, may Allah be well pleased with her.
ثم جميع من تزوجهن لم يكن فيهن بكر قط غير عائشة هذه.
And then all of the women he married after Khadija, none of them was a virgin except Lady Aisha.
وعامتهن ذوات أولاد كفلهم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Most of them had children who he maintained peace be upon him.
فيجب أن تعلمي فأن في القضية أبعادا لا يمكن اكتفاف القول فيها أو تصديق ما يقال من غير العارفين.
And he said, and you should know that there are aspects to the question that one can't discuss without delving into it deeply and also asking to ascertain the veracity of aspects of the question from those who have deep knowledge in the question.
ويا ليت الواحدة من نسائنا اليوم أو نساء العصر تجد من الراحة والمحبة الارتياح النفسي والسرور القلبي عشر ما وجدت عائشة في أيامها.
And it's only one of our ladies or the women of our time found the comfort and the happiness and the spiritual tranquility that Lady Aisha, if only one of our women or the women of our time found a tenth of these qualities that Aisha found.
ولكونك امرأة طولنا معك الكلام عن الامرأة.
And also because your lady, we discussed this question related to Lady Aisha with you for a long time.
Now we'll just go down here and then we'll come back up to the top.
Okay, now we come from thank you. My question relates to the madness and
relates to which?
Madness, to the very madness. And what I mean is, like, I meet a lot of people who say to me, I don't follow any madness, for example, Hanafi or Shafi, and I was wondering, how important is this to stick to one madness rather than, say, taking my views from different madness, where I meet a lot of people who are saying to me, I need to do the madness, and what was the
من المهم أن يعرف في هذا المجال أن هذه المذاهب القائمة على النظر الصحيح في النصوص هي تحكي وتمثل وتترجم سعة الشريعة للناس.
It's important to understand that these schools of law, madahib, that are based on a correct understanding of the fundamental text, they basically are a broad interpretation of the revealed message, and they present to people an interpretation in which there is a certain amount of latitude.
فهي مفاهيم صحيحة عن معاني احتملها البلاغ الذي بلغه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So these are correct understandings of possible meanings in the message that the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him conveyed.
وحتى لا يبقى المسلم بعد ذلك على غير انتظام في أموره ينبغي أن ينتهج نهج إيمان فإذا جاءت وقت الحاجة لأخذ القول الآخر فلا عصبية بين المذاهب.
And so that the affairs of a Muslim are organized, they should generally follow one of the given of one of the imams. However, when there is a need, they may follow another, and there shouldn't be any fanaticism or disagreement between the schools in that regard.
حتى لا يتدخل الهوى ويكون التشهي في أمر الدين.
And the reason why the person should adhere to following one imam is that their mere caprice or their desires don't affect their religious decisions generally.
ولكن عند الحاجة ووجود أي ظرف يتناسب هذا الظرف مع الحكم المستنبط من القرآن والسنة في أي مذهب معتبر فيمكنه الأخذ بذلك.
However, when there is a need or a circumstance that dictates one following any ruling that was valid, that was understood from the revelation in that given circumstance, that's fine and there's no problem in doing so.
وكل مذهب يقوم على بغض الآخرين أو على التشدد والتعصب لمذهبه فهو دليل على أن الآخذ له إن كان الأمر من عنده أو المذهب بكل إن كان دائما على هذا الحال غير صحيح في أخذه وغير معتبر عند أهل العلم.
And he said, any school that encourages its follower to have hatred of others or a fanatical adherence to the opinions of that school, then that, in the view of those of true learning, is not a correct school.
If there's anyone up the back, I'll take one, or we're to the right. Stage right.
Sorry, it's an honor to have such an exemplary Muslim to come and visit us here. My name is Aisha, and I'm a graduate law student. Our course passes simply with a lot of our Muslim brothers and a lot of the Islam What is your understanding of the correct interpretation of the verse in the Quran about the so-called speaking of the Lord?
I'll just slow your question down so he can catch up for a second.
Yeah. I'm caught up.
You're right, okay.
بارك الله فيك وزادك علما ونباها.
May Allah bless you and increase you in knowledge and also intelligence.
إن الكلمة التي أشرت إليها هي كلمة من آية كاملة.
The verse, the word that you indicated, or the part of this verse that you indicated, is part of a complete Quranic verse.
جاءت في سياق علاج حالة مخصوصة.
And it was revealed in the context of remedying a specific circumstance.
وكانت في مراحلها أيضا مجيدة من السنة بأحوال مخصوصة.
And also in the very phases of remedying this problem, the situation is limited by the prophetic sunnah and also specific circumstances which must exist.
يقول واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن ومعناه تعديهن طورهن أو خروجهن عن الحدود أو تعاملهن بإضاعة الحق للغير وسمع التشبث بهوى يفسد حق الغير.
And he said, so the verse book begins, and those who you fear that they'll transgress marital rights. So this meant that there was a fear of them transgressing the rights of someone else and acting in a manner which was capricious and that was harmful to the rights of another person.
وهذا بحد ذاته لا يمكن أن يكون كذلك إلا في الأحوال تؤول إلى الصعوبة.
And this can only be the case if there's if this is occurring in difficult circumstances.
ومع ذلك ابتدأ في العلاج بال فقال فاعظهن.
So in this along with, or given the fact, or despite the fact that it is the situation was as described, Allah began this remedy by saying, so admonish them or give them a reminder.
معناه بدل لهن النصيحة.
And so what this means is to give religious counsel.
وهذه العظة ما يمكن أن تكون من شخص هو غير متعب.
And this admonition cannot be given from someone who himself has not taken a reminder and behaved correctly.
بمعنى أنه يخوفها من الله والرجوع إليه إذا هي ظلمت أو تعصبت على قطع حق الغير.
And what this means is that he reminds the wife to fear God if she has transgressed or refused to discharge the rights of another person.
فإن كان هو في نفس الوقت ظلمها أو تعدى على شيء من حقها أو احتقرها فهو غير أهل لأن يعذر أن الذي يقوم بالوعظ من هو متعب في ذاته.
And it says, so if he himself has mistreated, has oppressed her or transgressed her rights, then he is not in a position to give a religious counsel, because the person who gives his counsel must himself have followed the values that he's advising.
إذن لا يمكن أن يتخذ هذه الخطوة الأولى إلا من كان متعبا فكذلك ما بعدها.
And so someone couldn't take this first step except the one who himself was adhering to this principle, much less take steps that follow.
والتي بعدها إذا لم يسر الضمير بعد محاولة إثارة الضمير والفطرة فاستعمال أسلوب داخلي بالهجر في الفراشي.
And he said, so if this did not stir an effect her feelings and impact her fitra, which is the nature of the human being, by this reminder that was given, an internal solution is used, which is that the husband separates from the wife or avoids sleeping in the company of the wife.
للاستثارة العواطف الطيبة أيضا من ناحية النفسية.
And then also again to have an impact on her feelings and her psychology.
فإذا لم يثمر الاثنين جاء الضرب مقيدا بقيود.
And then if these two levels or these two phases were not a benefit, there is a permissibility or some form of physical discipline is mentioned. However, it's stipulated with rules.
هو مثل الضرب الذي تستعمله أيضا المرأة مع ابنها أو ابنتها عند الحاجة إليه.
And this is the same type of physical discipline that a woman would use with her son or her daughter if this was necessary.
لنا هنا وجهان يجب أن ندقق النظر فيهما.
And he said there's two aspects here that we must be very delicate in our observation.
الأول أنه لا يبدأ به بحال.
And the first of all is
لا يبدأ بالضرب في أشياء قبله.
First of all, that use of physical discipline is never the beginning.
فإنما يكون متأخرا بعد عدم نجاح الأساليب الأخرى.
First of all, this must follow after other means not bringing a benefit.
النظر الثاني المهم أن هذا الضرب ليس بعنف ولا بقسوة ولا بقوة تؤدي إلى أي ضرر.
But secondly, that this physical discipline is not may not cause harm and may not be harsh and again may not bring about any harm. It can't be violent, it can't be harsh, and it can't bring about any physical harm.
القيود التي جاءت بها الشريعة حوله تبين أن اسمه ضرب وما حقيقته إلا معنى من أيضا من التقويم بالأسلوب المحرك للعاطفة.
And he said, so the stipulation from the sacred law that surround this dictates that you would call this striking. However, and I'm avoiding the word for the term beating, that you would call it striking. However, in fact, it's not something that would in fact be termed that based on the stipulations which relate to it.
نتيجن هذا من خلال تحديد وضبط العددي.
And he said we're sure of this based on what's mentioned in terms of limiting and governing the number of time
والكيفية
and also the method
والموضع
and also the place.
فمن جهة العدد اختلفوا هل يكون ثلاثا أو أقل أو هل يجوز أن يبلغ إلى العشر.
And he said, as for the number, they differ as to whether it's three or less, or whether it's permissible to reach the number of ten.
أما الكيفية فلا يكسر ولا يجرح.
And he said, as for the manner or the how, it can neither break
الشرع يمثلونه بمثل السواك هذا يضرب به هكذا.
And the example that the jurist would use for what was permissible, they would, and I gotta take the two, they would say like this.
ما في هذا إلا بعث الضمير وتحريك الخاطر ليعود الطبع إلى الاستقامة.
That in that there's nothing except something that would move someone's feelings and stir them in a way that might cause them to return to correct conduct.
أما الكسر والجرح فحرام سواء كان من الزوج مع زوجته أو الأب أو الأم مع أولادهم أو معلم مع التلاميذ لا يجوز في الشريعة بحال.
But as for something that would break any bones of a person or wound a person, that's not lawful between the spouses, it's not lawful parents and their children, nor is it lawful between instructors and their pupils in any circumstance in the sacred law. And the third point, again, that the criterion is in the place in which someone could be disciplined. And he said, and also in this manner and the limited number, it's not permissible that it be in the face. And that is out of respect for the face of the human being.
ولا في مكان حساس بالألم.
And it can't be in a place of the body that is sensitive and very sensitive to pain.
ولكن مثل الكفية هكذا.
So, however, striking, for instance, and the jury used a specific word of the stick that he's holding in the hand.
فإذا تكلمنا عن مسألة يجب أن نعرف غورها وأبعادها وحكمها الكامل في الشريعة.
So, if we're going to discuss a specific legal question, we have to know its depth and also the various aspects that surround it, and also its legal ruling in the sacred law.
أما ما أشرت إليه مما يمكن أن يسمى عنفا فليس من من حسن الإسلام في شيء أبدا.
And for as for what you call, what you mentioned that you call violence or domestic violence, that's not viewed favorably in Islam in any circumstances.
بل أساس الإسلام خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي.
Rather, the foundation of marital relations in Islam is the statement of the Prophet peace be upon him: the best of you is the best of you to his spouse, and I am the best to my wife.
ومع ذلك مظهر الكمال في رسول الله.
Along with this, the perfect example is in Allah's Messenger.
لم يضرب خادما.
He would never physically discipline a servant.
ولا طفلا
nor a child
ولا زوجة
nor a wife
ولا إلا أن يكون في الجهاد في سبيل الله
unless he was fighting for the cause of God
في مقابلة من قابله
that was in defense of those who attacked him or confronted him
حتى مرة جاء الغضب للسيدة عائشة نفسها
and he said once Lady Aisha herself became angry
ولصغرها وكونها أيضا ألفة الدلع من أهلها ومن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غضبت وحملت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he said and due to again her young age and also because she had become accustomed to being spoiled by her family and also by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم she got angry with
تحملت لا
and she got angry with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
ما شبر بلان بجرة فقال لها صلى الله عليه وسلم انظري من ينظر هذه المسألة بيني وبينك
So then when this conflict occurred, he said, look for someone that can be judged in the state between us.
فاختارت أباها.
So she chose her father.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي بذلك.
He accepted this, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لما يعلم من عقله وإيمانه.
And because he knew of the wisdom of her father as well as his faith.
فدعاه إلى البيت وجاء.
So he called her father to the house and he came.
قال بيت وجاء عائشة شيء يريدك تنظر فيه وتحكم.
And he said, something occurred between Aisha and I want you to look into it and come to a decision.
قال تتكلمين يا عائشة أو أتكلم أنا.
So he, the Prophet said to Lady Aisha, shall you speak first or shall I?
قالت تكلم أنت ولا تقول إلا حقا.
So she said, you speak first, but only speak the truth.
فلما نطقت بهذه الكلمة غضب أبوها.
So when she said this, her father got angry.
وقام يريد يضربها.
He stood up and he was going to smack her.
فقام النبي وأمسكه.
So the Prophet stood up and grabbed him.
فكان هو المدافع عن عائشة.
So he was the one who was defending Aisha.
حتى المشكلة.
And that was the end of it.
I should point out that all of this stick business is illegal under Australian law, at least.
I'm happy to say, I'm not too sure of our arrangements. I think we can certainly have time for a couple more questions if there's any out there. I would like to continue for a while. Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask, Where do I come from? Where am I going? And what access does Islam have for this person?
إنسان مخلوق أنت إنسان مخلوق.
That first of all you're a created, you're a human being who's been created as a creature.
جئت بقدرة إله خالق.
This is through the omnipotence of a divine creator.
ليكرمك بالخلافة عنه إن أطعته.
So that he would honor you with the divine vicegerency or the, being the representative of God if you obey
him.
And he said, and you will not go and return except to the one who created you and brought you into existence. And Allah said, the translation of the meaning of him saying is, as we began the first creation, we will bring it back.
وإدراك الإنسان أيضا لمن هو ولما جاء إلى هذه الحياة وإلى أين يصير بعدها هو لغز الحياة الذي ينبغي أن يعمل فيه عقله بروية وأنا.
And the person's comprehending where from where he came and what is his responsibility and where will he go. This is really the purpose of life, and a person should reflect on this with patience and tranquility.
فالقدرة التي أوجدت هذا الوجود بهذه العظمة لا يمكن أن تكون خلقت الإنسان عبثا.
And the power which brought the human being in to this great existence could not have taken place of idle purpose.
ولا يمكن أن تتركه باختياره في عالم الدنيا يفعل ما شاء ثم تحمله إن أحسن وإن أساء وإن عدل وإن ظلم.
And it could not leave him in the world to conduct himself however he wished and then not have any repercussions if he was good or if he was bad, if he was just or if he was oppressive.
إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
God says, indeed to us is their return and upon us is taking them to account.
نسأل من منهم ابتدأنا أن يوفقنا في حياتنا ويحسن مرجعنا إليك.
And we ask the one who originated us to enable us to be good during this life of ours and to come back to him in a good way.
Okay, let's go to two more questions. I'm looking for guidance from any of the answers, but I think two questions will do it. We haven't had any from the middle here tonight, so that's fine. And then we have one up here and then right. Quick, we'll go to third one. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, and Warren. My question is upon the issue of the device and the community that my dad has touched upon earlier. I'm interested to know whether the Shaktis are the common ground that the community can come together and build bridges. What are the, is it part of the value or activity or what is it that the common ground can be done?
ما يتعلق بأمنه.
He said, one of these common grounds is that which relates to their safety and security. And also the stability of the lives of all the people of the society. And that is through their living together as neighbors and also their coexistence. And also they can cooperate in matters such as these when in the places where they meet, whether they be the workplace or places of education.
شؤون الاستثمار أيضا التي تكون محلا للجميع.
And also things that are a profit to everyone.
كذلك ما يتعلق بشؤون أطفالهم وناشئاتهم.
And also things that relate to the benefits or the affairs of the children of the society and the young people.
فذلك الحرص على ما فيه المصلحة العامة التي لا تخص شخصا بعينه ولا جماعة بعينه.
And also things that are in the general public interest that aren't specific to any given individual.
وبعد ذلك التعاون في مجال العلم نفسه ومجال الأفكار للوصول إلى ما تحقيق المصالح العامة.
And also there can be cooperation in areas related to knowledge and thought in arriving at things that are of general interest.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
حاضر السؤال الثاني. السؤال شكرا للشيخ جزاك الله خير عن مجهودكم. سؤال رسالة لليجي أكبر هو ما المحاصرة والذي يتجدد في الحكومة دي. رسالة ممكن.
نعم.
Those people in the country which was currently being surrounded, or those who are doing so, or even to the leadership of that country, which is specifically Gaddafi.
But سمعت أساسها في الأمر بحسن الطلب.
You heard of the message that we will give, which is the command for those seeking the right to do so in a good manner.
والذي عرف عن عامة تلك الشعوب أنها تقوم بمطالبة السلمية أو المظاهرات السلمية.
What was known from the general population is that they sought their right through peaceful demonstrations.
فهذا داخل في حسن الطلب.
And that is a type of good seeking of the fulfillment of one's rights.
مع أنهم لا يتعمدون شيئا من المصالح العامة لتخريبها.
And also that none of the things that are in the public institutions should be harmed physically.
كذلك أن يتقي الله تعالى أصحاب القوة وأصحاب السلاح فإن سفك دم واحد لا يحل أهون من زوال الدنيا كلها عند الله.
And he said also those that have taken up arms and those that are armed and those that have military strength, they must beware and know that wrongfully spilling the blood of one individual is less significant to God than the whole universe vanishing.
ثم كل من استطاع أن يغيث محتاجا في تغذية أو مداوات فذلك أمر لا غبار عليه من أي جانب فينبغي أن يسارع إليه.
And then anyone who is able to give any medical or humanitarian aid to anyone, that is an obligation, and there should be no hesitation in that regard.
ينبغي الاستعانة بالحق تبارك وتعالى وحسن اللجوء إليه حتى يكشف الغم.
And we must seek aid from God, the real, blessed and exalted is He, and return to Him well, that He will alleviate of this great difficulty.
ونسأله أن يحفظ دماء إخواننا في ليبيا وفي اليمن وفي الشام في سوريا وفي جميع الأرض.
And we ask him to preserve the lives of our brothers in Libya, as well as Yemen, as well as Syria, and as well as the remainder of the earth. And that he quickly alleviate these hardships. And that he correct the entire circumstance, all of the circumstances, that he brings to a pious end and correctness.
Well, we'll get to our last question.
My question is from Monday. First, I'd just like to say, I'm really appreciate how you're doing. Thank you very much. My question was, usually that there is a solution to the divide between Muslims and non-Muslims in Australia, and I'm really sure you have a solution.
I have the solution to the Palestine question, but look, clearly when we were having that discussion before, as far as the fact is concerned, it's quite a nice situation. It's an open society, there's no apparent violence, there's no apparent repression of anyone. But of course, I think, as we all know, beneath the surface there is a divide in this country, and I think, you know, between many cultures, but particularly there's a divide in recent years between the Muslim community and the broader community. I don't think it's personal. I think it's a pretty good place to stand in this tension very well, certainly as you compare it to other countries. Just when we're out of the back and forth, Karanda was saying to me how Lakemba Mosque had an open day last month, and dozens and dozens and dozens of people came because they were given the opportunity just to look at the place. I mean, perhaps there was interaction happening, I'm sure there was, but just that simple act of opening up a place of worship and saying, on this day, you can come in and have a look around, you know, see what goes on. And he said there was a lady that lives 50 metres from the mosque, who's never been in. And it seems to me some simple acts like that bring physical contact, that bring you into each other's spaces, is a very valuable thing. I don't know if that's a profound answer, but on a simple level, it seems like a reasonable one to me.
Do you agree with that?
بل نؤكد على انفتاح حسن الاستقبال في مختلف الأماكن بل على الزيارة أيضا إلى المنازل والديار.
And he said, rather we would say that we strongly encourage opening the various places of the Muslims and also visiting of homes and so forth.
بعض الضباط في الجيش بعض القادة في الجيش العقلاء كان هناك خلاف بين اثنين من الضباط من جنده.
There was a wise military commander, and he's telling the story of how he solved a problem between two of his soldiers.
وكان يوجد عنده زجاجة كبيرة عند في مكتبه.
He had a large window in his office.
فاستدعى الضابطين وعمر واحد أن ينظف الزجاج من هذا الوجه والثاني من الوجه الثاني.
So he called his two officers of his and told one to clean the window from one side and the other to clean the other.
لما تقابل مدة ما نظف الزجاج انتهت الخلافات بينهما وبعد الحادث.
So when they faced each other physically during this period of time that they were cleaning the very side, the two sides of this glass, that solved the problem that was between them and removed the barrier that was between them to come to peace.
كانوا وهم متباعدين كل واحد متحامل على الآخر ويزداد له بكرها.
And when they were distant from one another, each of them bore a grudge against the person and his dislike increased.
فلما تقابلوا وتجالسوا راح الحاجز كله.
So then when they met each other and sat with each other, again these barriers were removed.
What was the first day of the Holy Quran that you can remember hearing that took your heart and moved it?
من فاتحة الكتاب أول ما علمناه وأول ما تلقناه وقد فتحت لنا آفاق كثيرة في فهم مقصود القلب والرجوع إلى الخالق.
He said it was from the opening of the book when we first received it and learned it, and it opened broad horizons for us of understanding the purpose of our creation and also the how to interact with the Creator.
But I'd like to firstly thank Mark Daly for your part in the team. And also I'd like to thank Jacob and Karen Yander.
for his translation stuff.
نسألك اللهم لنا ولهم لطفا من عندك وجودا تجود به علينا تصلح به ظاهرنا وباطننا ودنيانا وآخرتنا وترهمنا رشدنا فيما نقول ونفعل وننوي ونعتقد حتى تسعدنا بأعظم السعادة في الغيب والشهادة في الدنيا والآخرة يا الله. نسألك اللهم صلاح البلاد والعباد ودفع الضر والفساد وتحويل الأحوال إلى أحسنها يا من بيده الأمر كله، ولا تصرفنا إلا بنور يشاشع في القلوب وإلا بنداء عن الشوب يا حي يا قيوم يا الله. انظر إلينا وأصلح الأحوال في أستراليا وجميع البلاد بدفع الآفات والضر.